So good morning. It's 6:30 in the morning on July 6th. Yeah, July 6th, 6:30 a.m. I'm running a little bit late this morning. I got suckered into YouTube videos, looking at YouTube videos of flash mobs. It was too much fun, and the time got away from me. And next thing you know, it's after 6, and I haven't even got my shoes on. So. Yeah, yesterday's dental appointment was long. It was 2 hours. It was 2 hours and a little bit. But I did get my teeth cleaned. I have to go back for a deep cleaning, which is going to be not quite as much fun. But they've also make a specialty of dealing with anxious patients. And so they've gone over some of the possible treatments that they can use to help keep me comfortable in the chair while they do what they need to do. Because they don't want to work on somebody who's in pain any more than I want to be in pain while they work on me. And I have to say, the dentist I was going to was okay, you know, it's a typical dentist. As far as I knew, it was a typical dentist. But when I stepped into this office, this is a very different office. I felt like I've come forward about half a century in dental technology. Yeah, they took some x-rays, but they were digital images. And they had it was a big monitor right beside the consulting couch. So they took all the pictures, and because they were digital, they came up right away. And so the doctor was able to come in and go over the images with me, zoom in on them, do all the kinds of things that I'm used to seeing when it comes to digital imaging, and pointed out the areas where we're going to have to deal some work. And it's not pretty, but it's also nowhere near as bad as I feared. Having gone for so many years without visiting the dentist, I was pretty sure that we were going to run into some serious issues. And while there are some problems, it's not as dire as I had imagined. And of course it never is. It's the thing about fear. So I got cleaned, got my teeth cleaned. I got some new floss. Grosses my wife out when I floss at the keyboard, but while I'm sitting there reading, flossing is a way to keep my hands busy while the screen scrolls. I do it a lot while I'm at the keyboard. And it's apparently paid off because there wasn't a lot of stuff they had to take off above the gum line, and only a little bit below. So while I was probably not the poster child for dental hygiene, I also wasn't the poster child for don't be like this guy, which was good. So I didn't get any writing done yesterday. I didn't worry about it. I just gave myself the day off. I was very upset in the morning. I was worried all morning long. I was in a bit of discomfort most of the afternoon. I had family around all day long. So it was like, all right, I'm just not even gonna argue this. I tried a new recipe last night. A grilled sweet potato. I used a recipe from baked sweet potato fries, where you peel a sweet potato, cut it into spears, and then give it a little coating of olive oil and bake it. And I thought, you know, that sounds yummy. But I didn't want to run the oven at 450 degrees in the heat of the day. So I took them out on the grill. I started the grill a little bit early and laid them all out on the grill. And yeah, they got a little crisp here and there. The olive oil has a low flash point, but it has a great flavor. So we go with that. And the fries came out delicious. They were just right in terms of cooked throughness. Actually took them off a few minutes early so that they would, I needed the grill, frankly. But they were nice. They were a little bit crunchy on the outside and very soft and flaky on the inside. They were delicious. And I think it was, I had a whole cup, which is probably more than I should have, but I think a whole cup of sweet potatoes was like 100 calories. Whole dinner last night with calories was roasted these grilled sweet potatoes and broccoli and a pork chop. And it was 300 calories when I got done counting them out. It's like, really? So I got my protein yesterday, I got my dairy, I got my fruit. I certainly got my vegetables. A little short on grain, but that's okay. I don't actually need the carbs that badly. And I forgot to pick up oatmeal at the store when I went yesterday, but that's okay because I have to go again today. Can't decide whether I want to get some more sweet potatoes or switch back to something more familiar to the family. They were good. So, new recipe, something new to work on the grill. I'm up to my armpits in leftovers. I may have to do something with those. I'm not quite sure what. In the past, I'd take like a chicken breast and chop it up and put it in with a block of ramen noodles, but a block of ramen noodles by itself is 300 calories and probably way more. Than I need in terms of lunch. Although my lunches have tended to be the largest of the three meals of the day in terms of calorie count. And it's been coming in around 600 calories, between 550 and 600. Breakfast is around 400, and 600 for lunch, it takes me to 1,000 and leaves 1,200 available for dinner. But the last few nights, the dinner calorie count has been actually quite low. Something I hope I can continue. It's a good pattern. It's a good pattern for me. I think it's a good pattern for my wife. Kids, I'm not sure. They're very fussy. They don't like pork chops. My younger daughter will eat pork chops. The older one is like, oh no, not a pork chop. She's come to eat steak as long as it's well done. She kind of likes well done steak now. They won't eat fish, although they will eat crab, king crab in particular, snow crab. Oh, this talk of food is making me hungry. But tomorrow is the big official weigh-in. Tomorrow I figure out how much weight I lost this week. I'm down another 0.2 pound this morning. So, adding it all up since the beginning of Saturday last week, it's been about 3 pounds maybe this week. Which is a lot. It's actually too much. A pound a week was my goal, and the problem with peeling off too much is that I run into this problem of hitting a plateau where it doesn't seem like I'm losing anything at all. I'd much rather ease it down, but I'm not going to argue either. The food is his food is good. The quality of the food that I'm eating is so much better. Almost no, you know, aside from the odd can of refried beans, half a cup at a time. There's not a lot of sodium, although the sodium counter keeps climbing through the roof, and I haven't figured out quite why. The bread has some sodium in it. I have usually two slices of bread for breakfast and then a tortilla for lunch. But it keeps adding salt, a lot of salt, in for the salsa. And there's no salt in the salsa because it's homemade salsa, but there's no choice of fresh chopped, homemade, no salt salsa in the list. So I just chalk it up to, and it's as close as I can get. I'm really more interested in calorie count than sodium, so I keep an eye on it. For the first few days, it didn't go very high and started building up after a while. I'm not quite sure where that all is coming from. Some of it's coming from the V8 juice. Some of it's coming from the bread. A lot of it's coming from the bread. It's like 300 milligrams of salt in the bread. But the big single contributor to the sodium is the salsa. And I know that's bogus because I made the salsa myself. Good morning. So the dentist was funny yesterday. He took me in for a consultation in his office before we went out to the operations floor. And so I was able to sit in relative comfort, not having to look at all of the implements of pain, sit in a comfy chair, not the couch. So he was asking, so what do you do? And I told him, and he said, really? Science fiction. He says, I'm always looking for good science fiction. I said, well, you want to read mine then, you want. And he said, he laughed. And so he says, well, I listen to a lot of audiobooks. Do you have them on audio? And I said, yeah. I gave him the iTunes Music Store spiel. So he wrote it down. I don't know if he'll listen or not, but see how that works out. It was good. It was a good feeling to know that I'm back on the horse. I'm going to get my teeth taken care of. I'm going to get my eyes fixed next. I'm waiting for a contact name from my vision center people. It's been a tough week because this is also, I think it's also Highland Games Week, and my main contact in the vision world is probably up at Estes Park watching them toss cabers and stuff. So that's okay, we'll get it. One step at a time. Oh, and I was on a podcast last night, titaniumphysics.com. The guy, Ben Tippett, contacted me a week ago and said, we've been reading your stuff here and we really like it. Could you be interested in coming on and having us teach you physics? And my first response was, do you think I need it? And the second response was, well, hell yeah, that sounds like fun. So we talked about the Aurora Borealis last night. And we talked for a little more than an hour, actually talked for about an hour, 75 minutes, hour and a quarter. And he'll cut it down to be about a half hour show. But I have to subscribe to it now because it sounds really, really interesting. It's a bit cheesy. Her persona is the all-powerful Oz in the titanium physics pantheon, and he calls on his minions, who happen to all be PhD physicists with some specialty or another, and I got a pair of astrophysicists who happen to be married and live in Baltimore, or outside of Baltimore. He works at Johns Hopkins, and she does, what does she do? Naval Institute work. And they're talking, you know, they're doing postdoctoral work in significant kinds of astrophysics. So to get them to come back and talk about a simple phenomenon like the Northern Lights was a lot of fun. It was really interesting. And I actually asked a couple of questions that I didn't know the answer to, because I'm pretty clear on what causes Northern Lights. But the exact mechanism of how the lights glow was pretty astonishing. And they had it down pretty well. They had some really hard difficulty with some of the metaphors. It's like, what are these lines like? How do these particles spin? How does it look? If you could see it, what would it look like? So it was fun. It was a great deal of giggling, particularly when we started talking about red light and atoms being excited. That was pretty much fun. They weren't quite prepared for me to go there. But questions like, we're talking about the Earth's magnetosphere, the magnetic shell that surrounds the Earth, that's caused by the fact that the Earth's molten core rotates at a different rate than the Earth's shell, and that creates a magnetic field that surrounds the Earth. They asked me a question, and I think they didn't expect that I would get it, and that was about aurora on other planets. And I said, well, let's see. If I understand correctly, then what you need to have to see an aurora would be a magnetic field and an atmosphere. So you're probably not going to see them on Mars that much, and you're probably not going to see them on Mercury. And they were like, yeah. So they actually do see them on Mercury, because Mercury does have a faint atmosphere. You do see them on Venus, and Venus doesn't have a magnetosphere, but Venus does have a thick atmosphere, and it's very close to the Sun. So it doesn't rely on the magnetic envelope of the planet to funnel the charged ion particles that are solar wind into the atmosphere, and what they see is sort of like a brush effect, where the wave of ionized plasma goes past the planet and strikes the surface and forces an aurora just on the basis of the strength of the wind. So it was fun. It was a lot of fun, actually. I kind of hope I get to go back to do it again, and I'm going to subscribe. titaniumphysics.com. So they asked me to come back later, and I said I would, and they could explain to me how we fold space. They laughed. So yeah, on we go, marching. I've made almost the whole trip. Didn't run out of things to say this morning. The flash mob videos were fun. I saw one from an Italian bank, where they assembled an orchestra, a full orchestra and choir, to do Ode to Joy in the bank plaza, in front of the bank. And it was oddly moving. It was quite touching. That made me start looking for more. The whole flash mob phenomenon is kind of cool. But I think the companies that are doing it and trying to get, you know, use it for advertising purposes or whatever, they don't quite have the same spark as, say, Improv Arizona might, where it's just people getting together to do these things for the love of it, for the experience of doing it. I think there's a difference there. So anyway, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and I will definitely talk to you then.